And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronson. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hello, everybody out there in beautiful Tucson and Southern Arizona. Thanks for tuning in here on this wonderful Sunday morning.
Yes, and what is so special about this Sunday morning?
Well, we're both alive, Fred. We have our health, and we've got a lot of great people to talk to today.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, this community is just so alive, even though we're sort of kind of crawling into summer and the temperature's going up a little bit, which I always appreciate.
Yeah, good Lord.
But the events are still out there. The people are still having a great time. And
that takes us into a great show today.
That does. And let's remind people they can go to our website at fredandjeff.com if they want to check out past shows, listen to this show over and over again ad nauseum.
Right.
And actually, there's a button there that says future events. And it's sort of linked to the Metropolitan Tucson Convention and Visitors Bureau site.
Nice work.
I love saying that word.
VisitTucson.org.
VisitTucson.org. Their events calendar is on there, and there's so much stuff going on in Tucson. And right now, we're going to be talking about probably one of the biggest parties this community has on an annual basis.
That's right. And it is, of course, the annual Centurion Party. And with us today is our friend Bill Hussey, who is this year's party, what do you call it, party chairman?
Event chairman.
Event chairman. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
Great. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, by the way.
Well, that's what I was trying to get you to say.
Yeah, don't be throwing me under the bus, Fred.
No. All right, fine. I'm going back and I'm reviewing the tape, and I'm going to see exactly the point where I gave you the opportunity to say, happy birthday, happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yeah, happy birthday. Yeah, right,
happy birthday.
Hey, by the way, Tiana, Mom, happy Mother's Day.
And Christy.
And Christy, Sister Christy, and all you other mothers
and
out
June
there.
And June and Betty.
And June and Betty, very nice. I'm sure we'll be saying happy Mother's Day to a lot of people out here today. So, Bill, you got a day job?
I do. I'm over at Clear Channel Outdoor. It's a billboard company. And,
Sorry, folks. We're making Bill talk into the microphone.
Yeah, you can tell he's a billboard guy because he doesn't know how to use a mic.
Oh, exactly. Radio, that's in the dashboard, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Got it.
So you sell billboards?
I do.
And in your spare time, you've joined this organization.
Yeah, right. I'm the event chairman for this year's event, which is taking place downtown, similar footprint to what we did last year at 5th and Congress. And it's the Masquerade Ball, the ball to end all. It's a annual fundraiser for Carondelet St. Mary's Hospital, put on by the Centurions.
Now, who are these Centurion Fellows?
We're a social group of 100 active members.
Yes.
Who fundraise for one sole purpose, and that's St. Mary's Hospital. We've been doing that since for 42 years.
Wow. So this event that's going to be next Saturday night is in, where is it downtown? Downtown's
right.
Kind of big.
Saturday the 19th from 6 to midnight at 5th and Congress. And what we've done is we've basically closed some streets, taken over a lot of businesses. We'll be in, if anybody's familiar with some new restaurants and bars that are downtown, the Playground.
Nice place.
And the Cinema Bar and the rooftop there. We're also taking over the Rialto Theater. And footprint all the way around that. We're going to be, we're going to have a casino that'll be east of the Rialto Theater in what used to be the old Greyhound bus lot.
Wow.
We put
awesome.
Up tents and everything. We have two fantastic bands. One band out of Laguna Beach, California called The Trip. They performed last year and were just well received and a great band. And the other band is the George Howard Band. He's got
nice.
A few new people in his band. And so he'll be performing as well.
Now, this is a costume party, though, right?
It is. It is a masquerade ball. And
so it's sort of like a Mardi Gras type theme?
Well, it sort of straddles a lot of different themes. There's the just the whole masquerade genre, which comes in from, for instance, Amadeus all the way through to the times. Right now, it's very popular with all of the Twilight theme. There's a lot of crossover there. But masquerade ball, there's carnival themes that are in there, and of course, the overall Centurion fun.
So if folks want to come to this party, they just walk up to the gate and pay their, what is it, $85 to get in, and what do they get?
Well, it includes food and drinks and a lot of entertainment. I mentioned the two bands. I also mentioned that we are going to be in the Rialto Theater. We have floor shows that are going to be in the Rialto. Several different shows will go on there, dance routines. There are tarot card readers, and there are all kinds of other special little areas. We've got a VIP area, which is does involve an additional investment to get into, but that is going to be on the rooftop above the playground and the cinema garden. It is it's upgraded wine and beverages. There is food provided by a number of different great restaurants around Tucson, such as Barrio Brewery, Fleming's, to mention a few. They are going to be providing additional food. We will also have a martini slide called the Moulin Rouge Luge, which is basically you pour vodka in one end and you get your drink at the other. And this is just a lot of different fun items. There'll be high-end poker in that venue. That's aside from the normal casino. So it's high stakes.
Very cool. So how many people are you guys expecting to this year's party?
Probably 6,000.
6,000 people.
That's a good time. And I got to tell you, the funnest part of the party, well, the whole thing was fun, but the most amusing part was seeing the Midnight Snack guys last year, two Sonoran hot dog carts. And if you can imagine two guys making Sonoran hot dogs for 6,000 people, that was amazing thing.
That's
to
a
watch.
Lot of hot dogs.
They're coming back this year. I think we're bringing four of them this year, though.
Nice. That's great. So if folks want to pre-buy their tickets, where should they go?
Well, contact a Centurion. That is usually the best way. And if you don't know a Centurion, you can go to thecenturions.com, purchase tickets online. Or you can call us at the Centurion office, and I'm struggling to find the phone number, which I should know, and I'll give it to you in a second when I find it.
Well, and do you have any, you want to say any thank yous to any big sponsors? You guys have any big sponsors?
Well, there's a long list, and I know I'll leave somebody out. A lot of the restaurants and area we're using is courtesy of both Scott Steitler and Don Martin, and we thank them for allowing us to come downtown. And really, without their supporting of our group and donating that space, we would not have been able to afford this area. The Rialto Theater, we'd like to thank them. And there are countless sponsors, all listed on our website.
Desert Diamond Casino?
Desert Diamond Casino. Soul Casinos is also a sponsor. Freeport MacMoran, there are a long list of sponsors.
Great.
And I know I'll leave somebody out. Please look at the website. You'll see a long list of sponsors.
All right, last question I have before we let you go, before Fred gives the offer. But downtown, there's a lot of construction. People are going to think, oh, God, I'd love to go to this party, but downtown's all ripped up. What do you say about that?
We have secured most of the parking lots in immediate area around the Centurion event. Broadway going into downtown is no problem, right into a parking garage. Congress is ripped up, but not in the area we're using. We're closing Fifth Avenue and Congress out in front of the Rialto. They're not ripped up. And it's a big street party, block party. It's not going to affect you. If you get downtown, you'll find plenty of parking. Yes, Congress is ripped up from Fifth to Sixth Avenue, but other than that, it's fine.
Perfect.
And it's easy to get downtown.
Perfect, perfect.
We 15,000 parking spots down in that area.
Right.
So in my hot little hand, I am holding two tickets to the Great Masquerade Escapade, the ball
to end all.
Mm-hmm. First person to email me at fred@fredandjeff.com. Asking for these tickets. They will be in your hand this week. We'll figure out how to get it to you. But I'm reading the ticket, and there's some suggestions for costumes. And, Jeff, I want to see you go as the body wench.
The body wench.
Body.
Body. Body wench. Body. The body, body wench. The surly wench, right?
No,
that's
body.
That's a restaurant. A bar, perhaps.
Yeah, Fred, I'll consider that.
Well,
if you go as...
You go as the Masquerade Barbie, and I'll go as the Renaissance Man.
That's true. Okay. All right, folks. We got to take a quick break, but that is a good one. And we'll be back. Hey, thanks, Bill, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And folks, go out and support the Centurions.
I did come up with that telephone number. It's 873 5032.
Very good. And perfect. Folks, thanks, we'll have the link on our website too at fredandjeff.com if you want to use that too. So we'll see you in a minute.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because the trauma team at UMC delivers life-saving care.
Because the engineers at Solon make solar energy a reality.
While Davis-Monthan Air Force Base helps protect our freedoms.
Because researchers at Ventana Medical Systems lead the way in the nation's fight against cancer.
And because the Tucson Conquistadors raise millions of dollars to support kids' charities.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why Monkey Burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey Burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm with my little brother, Jeff.
Yes, sir. And boy, that Centurion party sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
There is, I meant to ask him, but I didn't want to put him on the spot, but isn't there like some kind of blood alcohol content that the chairman of the event has to have by the end? Like, isn't like 0.4, 0.9.
You know, that's a great question, Fred. We'll have to get him back next week and find out what it was.
Yeah.
You know, or even if he'll be, you know, awake the next morning by this time.
Yeah, I think after the event, there's a downtime of a good month.
Oh, that's funny. That is
funny.
Well,
anyways, again, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, to our wonderful mom, to my sister-in-law, Tiana, and to our little sister, Christy.
Right.
And we have some great moms here in the studio with us, but Well, I'm going to let you introduce this organization because you have a personal tie.
I do have a personal tie.
And we've talked about this before.
We absolutely have. So a lot of you folks out there know that my 7-year-old son, Lair, actually 8-year-old son now, he just turned.
That's right.
Just turned 8 years old, has leukemia. He's got, leukemia. And when he was diagnosed back in late December, one of the folks that came to us through the social worker at University Diamond Children's Center was this young lady from Tunadito, and she invited us to come down to Tunadito to the family night and to experience what other people know already that have kids with chronic diseases or acute diseases for that matter, and maybe get some insight on what could help us as we, you know, make this journey with Larry. And it was fabulous. It was a remarkable time that we spent down there talking to these folks. And it was amazing that just about everything that we learned was spot on. Amazing. So, and what, you know, as they say, there's strength in numbers. We've really become attached to some of these folks. And so it was just a natural that we would want to promote them on the show. And of course, Tunadito's big fundraiser is the Remarkable Celebration. And here with us is Sierra. Sierra, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Sierra, what is your title at Tunadito?
I'm the assistant director at Tunadito.
All right. How long have you been doing that?
I have been there for 7.5 years.
So not that long.
Not that long.
But enough to make an impact.
I certainly hope so. That's what I try to do every day.
So tell us about this event.
So the Remarkable Celebration is our internal fundraising event, and from start to finish, it is truly remarkable. It happens the Saturday before Mother's Day, and there's a really special reason we do that, and that's because at the event, we will honor five remarkable mothers in our community. And these are mothers who oftentimes have overcome some sort of a hardship or tragedy, and in the face of that, have done something truly remarkable for our community. All of these women, although their stories are vastly different, have truly made an impact. And sometimes it's by helping other families. Sometimes it's by starting a foundation. Whatever their work is, they're making an impact in our community. And we seek to honor them through a big party and celebration.
Now, is it part of the criteria that they actually utilize Tunadito when they go through these events that they're doing?
It is not. And in fact, of the five remarkable moms that we're honoring this year, one of those moms has used our services. But not all of them do. This is truly a community event where we receive nominations from all aspects of our community.
So it's open to anybody?
It absolutely is.
Okay. Now,
the event was last night, and we've been promoting it on, you know, through the show, but we thought it would be really cool to have you guys here today. I mean, it's sort of a day off, but...
Well, no,
from
it's
the
Happy
event,
Mother's Day. Let's talk to some remarkable moms.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great theme for the show, Fred. Good job.
Every once in a while.
Yes, I know. Every once in a while. So tell our listeners, what does Tunadito do? What services do you guys provide the community?
So Tunadito, for those of you who don't know, means your little nest. And we provide emotional support to children and families when their life has been impacted by either the diagnosis of a serious medical condition, such as cancer, but not exclusively, or by the death of a loved one. And so we are currently serving over 700 children plus their parents throughout Tucson and southern Arizona. And they come to us because either the child themselves has a serious illness, they have a parent who has a serious illness, or they've experienced the death of a loved one.
Now, Sierra, do most of the folks that come to Tunadito seeking services, are they sent there from the social worker at the hospital where the child is?
We get referrals from many different sources. Most of our referrals do come from the medical community, and we do have great relationships with both University of Arizona Medical Center, Tucson Medical Center, all of our local hospitals, pediatrics specialists. But we also receive a lot of referrals from the schools and from other community organizations. And additionally, we have families who will just call us up, and they know about our services and then find themselves in a position where they need us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of folks out there that do need your services. What are some of the main services that you do provide?
So our focus is on emotional support and social support. What we do is we work with the existing medical teams if they are dealing with a medical diagnosis, and we provide kind of all those other things that fall outside the box of their medical treatment. So we're there to help them with all the different changes in their life. As you know, everything changes when you have a child or a parent who's just been diagnosed with an illness.
Well, and I think that's a great point that cannot be overstated, is that doctors and hospitals, nurses, they're there to fix the problem, whether it's cancer, whether it's cystic fibrosis, whatever it is, they're there to concentrate solely on getting that child well, whether it's cancer for you. Yeah. Or whatever. And the rest of the family dynamics are, you know, often in crisis. And from a dad who's been on Diamond Children a lot this last 5 months, there are a lot of folks out there who are just struggling to try to keep their head above water. And you know, one thing is, let's talk about your Super Sibs program, because that's something else. When they're siblings of these kids that have these chronic diseases, those siblings, as my 9-year-old daughter likes to tell me, they don't get a lot of attention, and it's not good.
No, absolutely. One thing most people don't recognize is that the siblings often feel left out. They don't recognize what's happening to their brother or sister, and then their parents are so often involved in just the day-to-day care for their ill child, which is natural. That the siblings need some support as well, because they're dealing with the fear of what's happening, the changes in their lives, and then it's complicated by the fact that they feel left out.
Right, right. And when you're a little kid, trying to understand what a diagnosis of anything is so above, so beyond you. I mean, you're just interested in making sure that you do your chores so you can watch, you know, some cartoons or you know, get to play on the Wii.
The reality is most kids live in their own little worlds. I mean, and all of a sudden something has completely rocked that world.
And they don't know what to do. It's hard. So, and you guys have a ton of volunteers that help these folks too.
We do. We have over 200 volunteers at this time who work with the families in so many different ways. They help facilitate our support groups. So families can actually come on site to Tunadito, as you mentioned, and receive some support from other families who are going through the same things. And we have volunteers who facilitate those groups, as well as volunteers who will do one-on-one activities with both the diagnosed child and the sibling so that they can each have some time to do something with a special friend.
That's great. Now, are you from Tucson? I've got the last name of a Tucsonan, Garcia.
I'm married into the last name.
Ah, got it.
But I've been here since I was four.
All right. All right. And so what did you do before you went to work at Tunadito?
I spent a lot of time as a stay-at-home mom.
Good for you.
Was really my kind of venture back into working. I was an event planner for a number of years.
So what you're doing now at Tunadito just totally is right in your wheelhouse.
It is. I actually have a cousin who went through the services many, many years ago. I was a teenager, so I was familiar with Tunadito, and I had volunteered there with my children and just knew that's where I wanted to work. So when it was time for me to go back to work, I finally convinced them to hire me.
So let's step back to the volunteers. If somebody wants to volunteer, if they've been touched in some way and want to help out, how do they go about doing that?
So the best way to contact us is to look at our website, which is www.tunadito.org or yourlittlenest.org, and click on the tabs that says volunteer. Right there, it'll tell you some different ways you can get involved. And we do ask our volunteers. They have to go through a complete background check, and then they go through a two-day, which is a 16-hour training, because we do ask our volunteers to do a lot of kind of intense work with the kids and families we're serving, so they need to be prepared to do that. And then I would also just say that if you're interested in volunteering, come out. It's a lot of fun. The kids that we see give us so many reasons to celebrate, and it really will make an impact on your life.
That's a great, great point. Reasons to celebrate. You know, oftentimes when folks are in the middle of a family crisis, it's hard to find those reasons to celebrate. And you guys do give them reasons to celebrate. Understanding that every day is a gift, that's a huge thing. So thanks a lot for what you guys do.
Yeah, we just have a couple minutes before the break. But, you know, we had the big event last night. There's a couple other things coming up. Ride for a Child and the fashion show. You want to talk about those real quick?
Absolutely. We do have a fashion show that's put on by the Tucson Ladies Council, of which your wife used to be a member of.
Tiana.
Yes, Tiana
she was. She was a member of a lot of things until recently.
So it's a fabulous event coming up in September, and it's another opportunity to come out and support Tunadito. And then in November, we have Ride for a Child, which is a really unique opportunity for Tucsonans and people throughout the U.S. to come out and ride the El Tour de Tucson, but to specifically be paired up with one of our Tunadito kids. And in doing so, they pledge to raise $500 or more for Tunadito, but they're really making a difference for that child's life.
Oh, that's amazing. How long have you guys been doing that?
This will be the fifth year that we've offered the Ride for a Child program.
How's that program going?
It's incredible. We have raised over $200,000 in 2011, and we're looking to exceed that this year.
Fantastic.
That'll be sweet. So we're going to get you, we'll have you come back on the show to talk about the ride.
That would be great, and maybe we can get both of you on bikes, and you can ride El Tour.
I'll do it. I know my brother's a little bicycly challenged.
I'm not bicycling challenged. Jeez, this is Happy Mother's Day, not beat Jeff. You're trying to get back to me for all the mean things I've said to you for the last 104 shows, and you're just piling on today. I'm very proud of you.
I take my shots when I can.
All right, folks, we got to go. We've got the bottom of the hour news break.
And we're going to be talking to some remarkable moms.
We are, so stick around here to the Fred and Jeff Show, because the second part of the show, you might have to bring out a box of Kleenex, because it will be remarkable. So see you in a minute.
finds itself in need of a new boss. Published reports say Scott Thompson will step down as Yahoo's chief exec over the controversy stemming from mentions on his resume and in regulatory filings of a computer science degree he never received. The bodies of 49 men and women, some of them mutilated, were dumped on a highway between the U.S. border and Monterrey, Mexico. Mexico is in the midst of a long-running turf war among drug cartels. College of William and Mary professor George Grayson, an expert on drug gang violence in Mexico, suspects a particularly vicious outfit called Los Zetas.
They are notorious for beheadings, castrations, and absolutely inhumane torture. And it seems that that torture was inflicted on the 49 victims that lost their lives.
In Chicago, four women were killed when the speeding car they were in slammed into a support column for an elevated train. Police say the impact was so powerful the car split in two. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Aaron Brackett looking for the century mark later on today. It is going to warm up very quickly as we move through the middle portion of your Sunday. 65 your overnight low tonight. We're going to keep with this warm regime all the way through the middle of the week. Upper 90s tomorrow. Tuesday and Wednesday could be in the lower 100s. For 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM, I'm meteorologist Aaron Brackett.
I'm Jim Ronstadt. Over 100 years ago, my grandfather established Ronstadt Hardware in the heart of the Old Pueblo. The Ronstadts were a pioneer family during the growth of a fledgling city, and his store was founded on hard work, craftsmanship, and good service.
This is Jeff Ronstadt, and I am proud to carry on the family tradition with my dad at Ronstadt Insurance. In these trying economic times, you may have many questions about your health care and what's on the horizon. You may be asking questions like, how do I enroll in a Medicare plan and how much will it cost? Are my prescription drugs covered? And what will my out-of-pocket cost be?
If you are confused about Medicare, call us at 721-4848 and we will help you make a confident decision about your Medicare benefits. We are insurance agents licensed by the state of Arizona and we would be honored to assist you.
That's Ronstadt Insurance. Call us at 721-4848. We are pioneers in good service.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. It's no wonder why the Tucson Festival of Books relies on Arizona Party Rental. They maintain high standards for all of their products and deliver five-star service.
Hi, this is Andy Brown, Vice President of A-Team Security and Event Services. I've been in the special event business now for 20 years, and nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental. They have the largest selection of equipment, friendliest staff, and they really care about making your event special.
My name is Rebecca Guthrie, and I would highly recommend Arizona Party Rental to anyone who needs anything that has to do with parties or events. They are very friendly and make you feel like family, and that your event is just as important to them as it is to you.
Hey, thanks. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Make Arizona Party Rental your celebration destination. Visit our new showroom on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. Happy Mother's Day, Tucson. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronson with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Happy Mother's Day, Fred.
Well, thank you. So, I'm happy being a mother. I'm a bad mother, just like Shaft.
Oh, here we go. Shut your mouth.
Just talking about Shaft.
Ah, I can dig it.
All right, so we are.
No one else in the studio is laughing, Fred. Yeah. What's going on with that?
I think we're way
They're
too
all
old.
Looking at each other going, what are these clowns talking about?
I think we're just too way too old for them.
Shut your mouth. All right, so.
But happy Mother's Day. And in studio with us, we have two of five, and actually hundreds of thousands of remarkable moms in the community. But Tunadito, we were talking with Sierra Garcia before the break, and we're introducing a couple of remarkable moms that are being celebrated. Were celebrated last night at the event. So we're going to turn this over to Sierra to introduce one of the remarkable moms.
Okay. So as you mentioned at the event last night, we honored five remarkable moms, and these are women who were nominated by the community. And then we have a panel who looks at the nominations and chooses, this is a very difficult process, the five remarkable moms for the year. So,
does have to be a tough process.
It is incredibly difficult. I sit in on the meetings. I don't get to vote and decide, but, and I'm really glad I don't get to because I don't know how they make these decisions.
Wow. Okay, sorry.
No, no problem. So we're here today. We have Margie Reese and Jackie Toefel. And Jackie is a mother who came to Tunadito in 2008 when her husband Andy had been diagnosed with cancer. And she came with her two young children, Sydney and Josh. And we'll let Jackie share her story with you. But what truly makes her remarkable is that as she's gone through a very difficult journey with her husband and her children, she has remained an example of strength and love and celebrating life. And she's guided her children through a really difficult time. And as a Tunadito client, we had other family members who would come to us and tell us that watching Jackie go through this experience made them recognize that they would be able to deal with it themselves, something that was completely unimaginable
to
them.
Wow, that's very strong.
It is. So she really became a mentor to so many Tunadito families.
Don't cry, Jackie. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fabulous.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. So could you tell us a little bit about your story?
Sure. So I had known about Tunadito a long time ago because it was Children to Children. And I'm probably going to put this out there and embarrass myself, but I was very intimidated by the topic of death. And so in 2006, my husband, Andy, at the age of 35, was diagnosed with stage 3 colorectal cancer, which was a really aggressive form. And at that time, my son, Josh, was 3, and my daughter, Sydney, was 5. And we started the process. We went, and I say we because it was our journey, I felt like. As his wife, that was our journey together. And so we did the radiation and surgery. And in February of 2008, actually, my sister-in-law had seen an article in the newspaper about Tunadito Services, and they were starting a new program, a children's program who have a parent with cancer. So I talked to Andy about it, and I was a little nervous about it, but we went, we did the intake, and we started our journey at Tunadito, and I'm going to cry. It was the most remarkable journey.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It really was, yeah.
Do you remember, and I ask you this question because it's still so fresh in my mind, do you remember loading everybody up in the car, driving down to Tunadito for the very first time, not really knowing what you're going to get, but the anticipation is just so, just so amazing.
I did. I think, I don't know if Andy was he was very supportive, and he was just very, let's go with the flow. But I've worked in the schools, I've worked with counseling, so I kind of knew that that was going to be a really good thing for us, but it was also very scary to explain to the kids, and they were so young at that time. So I don't think they even knew really what was going on, but the intake was just so, they were very welcoming, and they showed us all the rooms, and there was a volcano room. And the volcano room really stood out in my mind, especially for Josh, who is all boy, and he just turned 8, actually, and we just recently closed out of the parent with cancer group, and that was a very, very difficult decision. But the one of the many things that, you know, Josh took out of that was that volcano room. Loved it. So the kids just felt, I mean, they didn't really know what to expect, but yeah, there was anticipation and a little anxiety, but we left there feeling this was a good choice for us.
And tell our listeners a little bit about the choice. Why was it so good for you guys?
Well, it was a very scary diagnosis. And when you get the cancer diagnosis and it's stage three, you try not to go and read all the research, but we were very scared. And to have such young children, how do you tell them? How do you help them understand this process? And so I can't speak enough of how grateful I am for Trinity Toe, because the facilitators are amazing and loving, and the kids have fun, and I don't think the kids really realized that they were there for therapy.
Right.
They were there for fun and to be with other children who had a parent with cancer.
Right, experiencing the same
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Have they sort of maintained relationships with the other kids they were interacting with?
Yes, and that was why it was very difficult for us the way it typically is, I guess not typically, but the parent with cancer group, when my husband did pass away after a 4-year battle, and it was a very hard decision for me to transition to the grief support group. So we were kind of given the option of maybe staying in both, because the kids had formed such strong bonds with the kids and the facilitators. And those facilitators, there is not a turnaround rate. They have been there since my kids have been there, those 3.5 years, and they loved it. And I'm going to put a plug in that my son and my daughter have bonded very well. And it happens to be with this wonderful man who happens to be Sierra's husband, Esteban.
Oh, that's great. So, Sierra, your husband's a volunteer down there?
Is that okay if I said that?
Absolutely. Yes, he is a volunteer.
That's great.
And he has been one of the main facilitators in my kids and being a man.
Sure.
And having Joshy there. I mean, Josh and Sydney, there are more boys now, but I think, you know, at first, Josh was so tiny, he just kind of hung out with Sydney. And so they have middles, littles, and olders, and my kids are 2 years apart, but they always stuck together. And that was a really great thing for my kids, because they're really close. And going through this process and being able to stay in the same support group with one another kind of just helped them heal. And so I was saying, I stayed in Trinity Toe's cancer, the parent with the child that has a parent with cancer group, a year after Andy died, because it was just such a hard thing to leave.
Right.
But I said it was finally time, and it was really hard. I probably said that 5 times. No, we're not. It's not time. The kids just did not want to leave.
Well, and you're their mom. You know when it's time.
Yeah.
No one can tell
you
that.
And they were so great about it. And I started finding that as I stayed in this group, and they kind of changed a little bit. Now it's not just cancer patients. It's patients that have, or it's, you know, it's parents that have long-term illnesses or severe illnesses. And it's, it was very interesting to see my transformation and how I related to the caretakers, because I'm very empathetic and I want to help and hug and fix everything. And you can't, because that's not what it's there for. But
that's why you're a remarkable mom, because of that.
Well,
everyone here is shaking their
head.
Yes,
Jackie.
Well, thank you. But I just really felt like, okay, maybe this is where I'm supposed to be. Because when people would lose a spouse, I mean, we went through watching a lot of people lose their spouses. Mm-hmm. And thank goodness I had my support group, the caretaker support group, and the kids had theirs. And I actually formed lifelong friendships with the people that had cancer that were in Andy's group, and it was a very difficult decision to leave, but I just felt...
Wait a second.
Yeah.
When you say it was a difficult decision to leave, that doesn't mean that you're devoid of all contact with these people.
Oh, no.
That just means that you're not meeting with them on a certain day at a certain time in their group.
Correct.
Okay.
So I am...
So you still have these relationships.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So my family closed out of that Monday support group. So we no longer go to that Monday support group with the intent of transitioning to the grief support group.
Got it. Okay.
So, in a sense, I don't have that twice a month bond that I did before. And it was a very emotional time, but it was also, I felt that this is a good point for my family to transition into the next stage in our life.
And it sounds that, it sounds like the program lets you do all these things on your own time.
Yes, and that was...
At your own time.
Yes, and that was truly a blessing for my family, because I had said, is it okay that I stay a little bit longer, even though, and how are these families that are coming in with an ill spouse, how are they going to react to me?
Right. Well, and you can feel sometimes you probably could give them a lot because of your experience.
Yeah, I do. I think so. I felt good about that. And I actually, there's one girl who I just met twice, who was in the support group, and right before I left, and it turns out that her son goes to the same school as my kid, which is so great,
because
even though we no longer see them, we do see them in a different capacity.
Right.
It's awesome.
All right. Well, we have to take a short break, and we'll be right back to finish our stories of our remarkable moms. So stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
You suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem. At H&S Garden, we provide high quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045. FiveStarTermite.com.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back, and happy Mother's Day. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstein with my little brother, Jeff.
Hello, Fred.
And we are talking to some remarkable moms.
Yes, we are.
And we had Jackie Toffel in the last segment, and Sierra Garcia from Tunadito is going to introduce our next remarkable mom.
Okay, so Margie Reese is one of the remarkable moms that we honored last night, and she was actually nominated by one of our remarkable moms from 2011. And when we received her nomination letter, there was no doubt that we needed to honor her. Margie experienced the death of her son, Andrew, at the age of 19. At the age of 18, he had been diagnosed with leukemia, and he survived the leukemia but died from an illness related to that, and she can share the details with you. But what's truly remarkable about Margie is what she has done in the aftermath of that so that other families do not have to go through what she experienced.
Okay. Margie, how are you doing today?
Okay, thanks.
Feeling good?
Yep.
Our goal here is to make you feel comfortable,
make you
chuckle, because I know what we talk about, what we're going to talk about now is kind of tough.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so tell us about your son.
Well, he had just graduated from Tucson High. Go Badgers.
Go Badgers.
And he was really excited about going to college up at NAU and was going to be computer science and media guy.
All right.
And it was in July, right, really literally about a week to 10 days before he was headed up there when we found the devastating diagnosis of leukemia. And so then we took it from there, and he, you know, started treatment, and everything was going pretty well. He was what we call an early responder. So mm-hmm. within the first 30 days, you know, it's, they call it kind of boot camp because it's intensive. It's right. very intensive, as you well
yes,
know.
Yes, I know, right.
And he, you know, was hanging in there, and then, you know, the infections start to come because you're immune suppressed. Your immune suppressed, and that happened to him. But, you know, we got through some pretty horrific infections, and he even had to have tubes placed in his lungs at one point, which isn't very comfortable. But the doctors and the nurses at UMC were remarkable and, you know, helped us get through all of that. And we thought, okay, we've gotten over this hump. And, you know, he started having other kinds of symptoms. He went from being able to walk to all of a sudden he couldn't walk. He had what they called severe neuropathy. Later on, he had these cysts in his leg, which we now know are kind of related to this infection or could be related to this infection called Clostridium septicum, which he eventually, you know, got. And the only reason he probably survived from it, because it's very devastating, you go septic. In other words, you go into shock and right. your body just shuts down.
Right.
Is the night he was, during the day, he was kind of feeling sick and not well. And, you know, but as you well know, you know, nobody wants to be in the hospital.
Right.
He'd been in the hospital, so he's kind of fighting going a little bit. And then finally in the evening, he's telling me, Mom, I have to go there. I don't know what it is, but I feel horrible. He was feeling kind of bloated. And these are some of the risk or symptoms that we later kind of pieced together. He had had severe gas and intestinal kinds of difficulties and really feeling horrible. So we took him in and they said, well, what, there's not a room on the regular cancer ward. They hadn't moved to Children's Diamond Center.
Then, how long ago was this?
This happened in 2008.
Okay. 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. He actually died in 2009. But before that, what had happened is that, you know, he got in there, and just because they're so fabulous there, he ended up in the ICU just because there was a bed there. Well, they saved his life that night. He actually literally fainted in my arms.
Wow.
We got up there. We'd only been up there for a little bit. He fainted in my arms. They bring everybody in. They intubate him. They, you know, he's in shock, and they're giving us the devastating news. Your son may die tonight. And, you know, my husband and I just tried to think of hope and, you know, how much we loved him. And sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Anyway, he did survive. And he actually ended up surviving 7 more months in the ICU. And through remarkable care, he had remarkable doctors who tried everything they could to save him. What happens when you get this kind of bacterial infection, which actually they know now lives in some people, not in all, but lives, and it's kind of kept in check through your flora, better lack of a word, and fauna. It's a radio show, so I don't want to get too graphic. it's kept in check, but when you're immune suppressed, this toxin that this particular anaerobe, because it doesn't need oxygen to live, overtakes and produces this toxin that literally eats away your tissue.
Mm.
So what had happened is his intestines burst. And then they got it under control. They removed part of his intestines. And they thought, okay, the worst is over. You know, he had literally, they had kind of put him in a coma to kind of save his life. And he'd come out of the coma. And then just less than a week later, then his stomach burst. So the toxins were still doing their thing, even though they tried to drain it all out of him. But he ended up staying in the ICU for 7 months.
Mm.
No food, only being fed through IV. That was the hardest part. I mean, it's not normal for your, you know, 18-year-old kid who's ready to go to college,
right,
who's, you know, goofy and funny and smart, to have to endure that. And, you know, They kept saying, well, you shouldn't have pain because it's inside of you in this area. But I don't know if they knew that, like, he did have pain. And, you know, and they tried everything they could. And finally, he had about 7-8 surgeries. And the last one, the doctor came out. He was in tears. Fabulous man, Dr. Jonathan Greenfeld. I mean, he's like a TV doctor because he'd come to our house. He's been part of our family now. Wow. He's given to our foundation that we started. He and his wife both, just like what you see on TV, but better, not intrusive. you know, he just came out in tears and said, he said everybody was crying in the operating room, all the nurses and doctors. We, you know, we can't fix him. And my son had already written a will. I mean, he was with it the whole time. And he knew. He knew. He had written a will and given all his worldly belongings to his friends. And his business that he had, which is, I have to put a plug in for Laughing Dog Productions, he and his friends started in high school, which they videotape and do bar mitzvahs and quinces and weddings. And he had given that to his best friend, and all his friends were there. They came to see him in the hospital, all these you know, now college kids. And we ended up being able to finally take him home. Was home for about 2 days, and you know, he died because, you know, he just said enough, and we said enough, and we right. Let him go. During this time, we were researching, trying to find anything we could. We were hoping for a miracle. My sister, who is a PhD immunologist, she had contacted some researcher in Oklahoma who actually had an antibody, but he couldn't get enough people interested in it because they don't think enough people die of it. So to me, that really seems unacceptable. I don't care if there's 100 people only in the U.S. that die from it or in the world. If there's something that could maybe prevent it or fix it, then, you
know. Let's do it.
And, you know, my husband and I are both in education. Another plug, we work in the Sunnyside District. And
oh, that's right. You know our aunt.
Yes, I do know your aunt.
Our aunt
wonderful,
Bernie.
Really sweet woman.
Thank you.
And we just felt helpless, and we thought if we could do something that perhaps would help another family. I mean, you have the book in front of you. My son wrote this book when he was in fifth grade.
Okay, the book is called The Dragon That Could, and it's by Andrew.
Yes, and I brought that story in because when he was in the hospital all those months, I tried to bring in things that were Andrew, not the sick Andrew that they all knew. Because, you know, people in the hospital, you change a little bit. You know, he knew. He was not a young child like some of the other kids that maybe you'll hear talked about. He got it. He kind of knew this was his life journey. So I brought in this book, and the doctors and nurses, I mean, it wasn't in book. It was like something he'd written as a fifth grader. And they said, you should really publish this. The child life specialist and the respiratory therapist there and the nurses said, this is pretty cool. It didn't have pictures at the time. So, you know, they really kind of inspired us. And I thought more about it. And then when he died, you know, friends said, well, what are you going to do? And I go, well, I think we're going to contact this guy in Oklahoma, and we're going to contact other researchers, and we're going to start a foundation to just bring awareness, because some of the symptoms he had probably several weeks before.
No one recognized them.
Yes. And, you know, because this is rare, I mean, right now they think it's rare because there's really not good incidence studies on it.
Right.
That's another thing we want to eventually tackle.
Well, what's the name of the foundation?
It's called Gut Check. My husband actually, who's named Dwight, my love of my life, he came up with that because, you know, he's a coach in town for years. And, you know, your gut reaction, your gut feeling. And,
right.
You know,
gut check.
We didn't want to say intestinal. That sounds silly. So we came up with the Gut Check Foundation.
The Gut Check Foundation. Listen, we sadly have less than a minute left on the show. It's very easy to see why you two ladies are remarkable moms. I mean, the world, our community, is such a better place with you guys. I'm so sorry that you've had to go through such trying times to realize who you are as people and help other people. But please continue to do what you're doing. You're fabulous people.
And because it is Mother's Day, and because we have friends at Mayfield Florists, all three of you ladies, we're going to give you a dozen roses.
Yeah, thanks. And Sarah,
thank you
for what you guys do at Tunadito. You guys are fabulous over there. Keep up the good work. Folks, if you want to get involved with Tunadito, please go to their website. Check out the Fred and Jeff website, too. Help them out, because they help out so many folks here in town.